Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to another podcast episode. You join me and my dad, and we're talking Tesla FSD beta, big push, big announcement. Everyone can get it. A couple weeks ago, Elon went out and said, wide release, FSD beta is available to anyone who pays for the system. And I thought, well, this would probably be a pretty good time to add it to one of the Teslas that I have. So I ran down to my Model S. I subscribed for, I don't even know how much it was, a couple hundred bucks a month to FSD, swipe to subscribe. And then it said, great. You're enrolled in the queue for FSD beta. And I thought, oh, dang, we're in. Anyone who wants it, like Elon said, can get it. And it's now 2 weeks later, and I still don't have FSD beta. So what the heck is up with that? And that's what we're talking about.
Okay. Can I tell you a funny story? What happened to me? When I got my Model S, I got, what is that package for like $5 a month or $10 a month you get?
Premium connectivity.
Yeah. So that ran out. Right. And so I wanted it back because I like how you can see the satellite view and all that. And I don't know what happened, but I upgraded to enhanced autopilot and paid $6,000 or whatever the heck it was. And I freaked out. And I was like, oh my goodness, I don't want that. Right. So, but luckily I actually got an email that says, I had to confirm it before it actually charged my credit card. And so now in your case, you went onto the app in the car, right? Or whatever, the upgrade, and you chose the SaaS model, right? Software as a service, $199, and you just did it for 1 month.
Well, there's no end in sight. I just subscribed until I choose to cancel.
Until you choose to cancel it. Okay, so right. What happened? Did you get any functionality?
Yeah. So I got, let's talk about what was going on here. So after I bought it I have to hit request FSD beta, and they pop up a couple menus like, you're responsible for the car and all of the stuff that they really need to be a bit more transparent about, but it's all in there. And I hit go ahead. I want the software. I want to play around with this. They said, great, you're in the queue. And I didn't know what that meant. I just thought, okay, maybe in an hour or two, they'll beam the software down and my car will get an update. The day goes by, 2 days go by, and I'm like, well, I have lane changes. I know my car is active with FSD, whatever that package entails, which is lane changes, navigate on autopilot, which drives me insane. I turn that off instantly. The only thing I like is the lane changes. That's the only benefit. I haven't even summoned my car once. I forget that I even have it. But really the lane changes are nice. Is it $200 a month? Nice.
No,
probably not. But it is okay. I'm just
kidding. Bing, bing, or bing, bing. And you save $200 a month.
Right. But, you know, on a long road trip, I could see myself subscribing to it for a long thing and then canceling after the trip.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Knowing me, I would just put it on and then forget about it. And the car will just always have it. But that's what's going to happen.
And knowing you, it's probably being billed to my credit card.
So. I wish. That would be great.
But did you – so speaking of, did you get charged the $199 though?
I don't actually know. I'm sure I did. No clue.
This is classic. All right. I better check my credit card. That's what I better check. All right. Okay. So someone, you think you got charged. Someone got charged.
My car has the functionality. Someone was billed. It's
Lou or Ellie, they got charged. We don't even know. Right.
Exactly. Okay. I have not checked. But I went on the forums, as I like to do, and I found out that everyone, most people, were in the same position as me. We saw the message, FSD beta. You know, great, Tesla can realize all of this for their Q4 earnings, right? That all these cars now have this functionality that have paid for it. And everyone else is like, well, what's going on here? Why don't our cars have it? And it turns out we are in this group of people that get excited about software updates. And every time my car gets one, I'm the first one on my app to go, yeah, install it. I want the newest thing. If it bricks the car and it's terrible, that'll make a great YouTube video. And if it's better and I get an improved function, then my ownership experience improves. And I love software updates on this stuff. And unfortunately, myself and many other people that were also interested in FSD beta update our cars. And so we're on, I believe it's 2022.40, and the .40 software doesn't have FSD beta approved for it yet. However, if I was on older software, .36, I would have had access to FSD beta and the car would have been trying to kill me driving around the city. Would have been great.
Okay. That's officially ridiculous.
I totally agree. And I think it's because they're working on this single stack functionality, which...
I have a more practical, perhaps economic incentive reality as to what might be going on here. You want to hear this theory?
Yeah.
Okay. In software sales, do you know what revenue recognition is?
Yeah, but this is what I was saying. They get to recognize the revenue once they activate it for all these cars.
But so in other words, if they have delivered 70% of the functionality in let's say it's a $10,000 piece of software, right? They upgrade. They've given you 7 out of 10 features. They can recognize 7,000 of that 10,000. But as soon as they actually say from an Federal Accounting Standard Board standpoint that they now have given you 10 out of 10, they can recognize that additional $3,000, right? So the fact that they have told you that you have all of that functionality from an accounting standpoint, allows them to book, not only book all that revenue into a general ledger account, but they can now put it onto their, not off the balance sheet as a liability. And now they can put it and book it as revenue on the income statement, irrespective of whether or not you actually get the functionality or not, because of some nuance in the fact that you've got a software version that's too new. I mean,
that's the ridiculous part. So, you know, I got so excited. I'm like, I'm going to make a, I don't want to become an FSD beta tester, but I think it's an important piece of automotive history and I want to experience it. I want to enjoy it and see what it's like. And I've driven it a few times and I think it's wildly impressive as to what it can do, but it's also like wildly pay attention. But I thought this is just great. Let's do it. And yeah. So I think you're totally right. I think they're recognizing all of this revenue, but yet most everyone who subscribed or paid for FSD after Elon said it's wide open doesn't have the functionality. Now, if anyone did, please comment below, because I've not heard of that situation happening where someone subscribed to FSD beta or paid for the 15 or 18, however much they're charging for. I think it's 15 grand for FSD beta, and then were immediately allowed the available use of it. Now, here's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting Tesla to issue a software update. I'm waiting every day. I'm checking the car, allowing this new single stack or just FSD beta to be ported over to the 2022.40 and for everyone to start being able to use it. I think personally, it's a bit shady that Tesla would say anyone who paid for it has access now. It's just a false statement. It's so not true.
So I know that FSD beta is different than FSD. We were talking about that earlier, but tell me a little bit about this scoring system. If you've paid, let's say, so right now, full FSD, which is $15,000. You can buy enhanced for six and full self in addition for nine. So if you buy the whole, if you buy the whole package, it's 15. If you just want enhanced with, like, you know, navigate on autopilot or lane changes, it's 6,000. But if you buy the whole thing, you pay 15. Now, remember the silver Model 3 that I bought years ago, performance with auto, with FSD, that was $3,000, right? Now, I don't know that it had the hardware necessary to be able to do what it does today, but if you had paid for FSD, whether it was $9,000, $12,000, $15,000, tell me about this scoring system. If you get bad scores, will they just turn it off and you just wasted $15,000?
It's actually a little bit different. Previously, the scoring system was the gateway to FSD beta. You had to get a 99 or 100% safety score, which is really dumb because the metrics they use to calculate it are not so great. However, now the safety score doesn't matter. It's all about software. So you can have a 3 safety score. And if you're on the right software and request beta, if you paid for it, you'll get the system.
I see.
It's no longer a piece of it. However, okay, there are still requirements. If you get like a certain number of knocks, I think you get like 3 strikes and then you're out of the game or something like that. I don't know. It's a little bit weird.
Yeah, I think it's five strikes.
Five strikes, sure. But definitely I've heard of people getting strikes with them actually paying attention and doing everything correctly. And so we'll play around with that when it comes to the car. But basically, this is just a PSA saying I followed the Twitter, which you should never, you know, don't do what I do, but I create content. I want to have the newest stuff when available. I would have probably subscribed or paid for FSD earlier if I knew I could get the beta, but because my safety score is so low from tracking the car and driving it in canyons, there was just no chance. As soon as they removed that limitation, I could pay $200 a month and get the car to do all the inner city, you know, sort of assisted driving functions with me watching over it. I was like, this is so neat. I'm doing it. And unfortunately, so not happening.
You paid the $199 or someone paid it. We don't know who.
Right.
Do you have lane changes and or navigate on autopilot and summon at least?
Yep. I got everything included in the normal package, just not the beta, which a lot of people are in that same boat. So we all got something, but we didn't get the holy grail of the FSD beta, which is just a bit typical Tesla, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say it is. You know, I mean, like, but now if I were you or if I were me, maybe I want to be the one. I want a refund or at least a portion of a refund.
Sure. Well, no, I don't have the energy or time to spend on that.
Okay. I'm just saying, imagine all of the millions of dollars of people. It's just not you. I'm not thinking myopically just Kyle Connor, and I don't have the time to worry about the fact that my dad's credit card has $199.
It's on my account.
Okay. Fair enough. So, but I'm just, maybe it's on mom's credit card. You know, she's like, you know, let's hope so. That'll be good. But I mean, you know, if you think about it, if you sign up for something, right, and the firm does not give you that product, you should be entitled to either additional time or a refund in some
capacity. Or give me the 70% or give me 30% back since I got 70%
of the product. Right. I agree with that. Some prorated portion based on the functionality that you were delivered for the period of time you were delivered. Maybe they will do that. Maybe they'll listen to this and they'll step up and go, hey, you know what? You're right. We should have given them that.
Nope.
What are the odds of that?
Zero. Well, so that's it. Quick podcast.
All right.
Complaining about throwing $200 out the window.
Just so you know, when I drive down to Florida, okay, coming up here in about two and a half weeks, I'm getting the FSD.
You're going to subscribe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I think it's worth it for trips. You know, I've taken it to Denver a couple times and the lane changes are wonderful.
Yeah. Are you coming down? If you're coming down to Florida, we got to try this thing out. I want the full city stuff.
Yeah, well, hopefully the cars will have it by the holidays and we'll make some videos with it.
If they do, we're going to Miami, okay?
Okay, that'll be great.
All right, Kyle.
All right. Well, thanks for watching another Out of Spec podcast episode. Let us know if you're in the same position as me, which is just kind of, well, we just got excited for nothing. Or if you subscribe and you have it and you're on .36, I can't wait for the next software update to come to hopefully unlock all this functionality. Thank you all for watching. See you on another one soon. Subscribe to Out of Spec Dave. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.